All right, random thought. When it comes to social media, just because you think it, does it mean you should tweet it or post it?
You know, that's what Herm Edwards used to say all the time. You know, think before you tweet, think before you hit the button.
Dun-a-nut.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode 122. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. So when it comes to the social media thing, here's what I was thinking about. And don't get me wrong, I've been guilty in my past. You've seen it on Facebook when I had a late night bourbon night, and I'm just going crazy. Mm-hmm. But just because you think something, should you tweet it or post it? So one of my frat brothers posted about the Super Bowl and his displeasure in Cheryl Lee Ralph doing the Negro National Anthem. And his point was, you know, what's her background? Why is she? It's this whole deal, right? And he's getting beat up in the comments of his posts. But then I started seeing other people post, whether they are entertainers, celebs, their displeasure with Rihanna and her performance. You got some people that didn't like Chris Stapleton's performance. I'm just like, Jesus, nothing is going to make everybody happy. But just because you didn't like it, why post? If I go to a restaurant, it sucks. I don't go to Yelp and put a post out. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not coming back.
Well, there are a lot of people who do go to Yelp, and that's actually the purpose of Yelp, for reviews, so you know whether to go or not to go, right? My wife is a big proponent of reviews. However, and I get it. It is your personal social media, so you can post what the hell you want to. Thank God I did not follow your frat brother, because obviously that's the exact problem with Alpha. See, I just start a whole nother war just because.
so Black you people ain't happy with nothing.
Let me just grab some gasoline and toss it on this fire real quick. Because what are some of the things that he had an issue with Cheryl Lee Ralph on singing the Black National Anthem?
Well, he felt there are other true singers in his mind that could be better qualified for it. He thought that her tone of voice, as he put it, baritone, wasn't right. Could have been anybody else. He named out a few people: Lizzo, Tamar, Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill, any of those better. Now, I think he did this without knowing her background and her. It's not like they just asked her to come up and, hey, you want to sing, because she's never sang before.
Hey, you said something on the red carpet about talking to your 15-year-old self. Would your 15-year-old self like your older self to sing at sing the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl? No, that's not what happened. And Lauryn Hill, of all people, she would have been there this weekend. You know, she don't show up for nothing on time. What are you talking about?
Well, but if you look at her background, I mean, she's trained Broadway actress. She is a singer. She's been hosting a singing event for 30 years. She was in Dreamgirls. I mean, she can sing. She released a holiday album just this past holiday. It's just, that's not what everybody knows her for. But she is, and she did a good job. But even if you didn't like the job that she did, why make this a big deal for you just because you didn't like it? And going back to your comment about Yelp and restaurant reviews, if I have a friend that likes their steaks well done, their opinion on Outback is mute to me. Because you don't know a good steak, even if I slapped you in the face with it. So I'm still going to go. I'm not going to depend on that review. But you got some people that are just taking a little too far, in my opinion. And it's not going to change. This is the world that we live in. But I'm like, why do we have to get all up in arms over this little shit?
In other words, keep your opinion to yourself, because, I mean, and it's funny. Here we are saying that, and here we are giving our opinion on his opinion.
But that's different.
Okay.
It's different.
Please do tell.
We do it.
How different is this, Mr. Terrell?
Well, it's not really different, but here's what makes it funny to me. It's not really different, but here's what makes it funny to me. We do a podcast where we make fun of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And the things we do, it's more for fun. There's nothing serious about it. We don't take down people or anything like that. Well, Ted Cruz, we'll do that. But we don't really take down people. But, you know, I think that you take our show. You got people that don't like us. You've had people in the comments talk bad about us. And we're just like, okay, we're not going to like lash out. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. I get it. There's so many other podcasts out there. Thanks for listening. Go check out something else you might like. But I'm not offended by it. But I think for people to rally against Rihanna's performance, mm-hmm. and because she didn't dance and shake her ass like everybody else does, that's not what Rihanna does.
You know? Well, yeah, it's like Rihanna did what she was supposed to do, which was get on that stage, put on a show. She did more. She went above and beyond, literally above and beyond, because she was way up there. And I've seen some other things that popped up, like, of course, the one dancer who they said almost fell off. No, that's a slight exaggeration. The person lost their balance. They didn't almost fall off because it would have looked a lot different, and they were kind of anchored. But it was a lot. I mean, considering that, you know, she was how many of a month pregnant up there, elevated 30 feet. I'm going to tell you something. I'm never pregnant. 3 feet, I'd have been shaking in my boots. So, yeah. Look, kudos to Rihanna for what she did at the show, because at the Super Bowl, or as like the Rihanna, the Navy would like to say, you know, the concert that had a pre-concert football game and post-concert football game.
I mean, her thing was great. And if you look at the titles of every song that she did in order, she was telling a story. Mm-hmm. So it's much bigger than just she didn't dance and she wore this fully red deal covering up her baby bump. She did a phenomenal job. But if you don't like it, okay. You got some people that didn't like J-Lo's performance. You got some people that didn't like 50 Cent and Dre and Snoop. You mm-hmm. know, last, okay, got it. But, you don't like it, move on.
Even on the lip syncing part, because I've seen people to say, oh, well, she lip synced most of it. I think it was Howard Stern who said that. Well, yeah, most of the people who perform at the Super Bowl and in stadiums like that, they're lip syncing. Whitney Houston, the most iconic national anthem in Super Bowl history, lip sync. Does that take away from how great it was? No.
No, and it, but I mean, here, all Howard Stern is doing is the same thing that we're doing, is making fun of or giving their opinion on someone else. So maybe we're just a world full of hypocrites, and this is just how it is.
Yeah. Speaking of hypocrites, in politics as usual, breaking news, Fox News lied. This is like what? The most surprising news I have seen. And it all came up because of this lawsuit from the voting machine people, right?
Yeah, so Dominion is doing it's a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit to Fox, mm-hmm. because after the 2020 election, Fox News air personalities were pretty much agreeing with the president that the voting machines were off and pretty much the election was rigged and all that type of stuff. And so because they put that out there and look at their followers and people that watch Fox News because they think it's news, it's not entertainment. They feel like this is where I get my news source. Dominion is suing them. So through the investigation, of course, when this type of lawsuit happens, they take people's, you know, text messages and emails and all that. And so apparently these same personalities really didn't believe that the election was rigged or the voting machines were broken. And so they're catching these text messages from Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura, you know, shut up and dribble Ingram. And they're all like, you know, when the people, the lawyers for Trump are saying this, they're like, this is wrong. I don't agree with this, da, da, da. And then when one of the Fox News personalities decides to say, hey, actually, there's no proof. Now, Tucker's upset going, what is she doing? She's messing up the stock price, all this stuff. It's just crazy. But it's not going to impact Fox News viewers. They're still going to watch and believe every word that comes out of these people's mouth.
Of course they are. I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we knew that this is what it is. They have talking points on the right. And the great thing about the right is they follow the talking points. And Fox News has been great at that. That's why each show says exactly the same thing. And they are opinion shows. They're the op-eds, right, of what the newspapers were. And the problem is that the entire network is op-ed. And therefore, people think of it as news because, of course, it's in the title, Fox news, and so they think that's where they get the news, and that's why people think the way they think and believe so strongly, because if that's what I watch and everybody on that station is saying the exact same thing, then it must be true, right?
Well, we should come up with RGRT news, and we could be like, this just in, Tyrannosaurus Rex spotted in Houston, Texas. And just make up stuff and just see if people believe it. But you're right. I think it's in, because it's in the title, people think this is a news channel. And what Fox can easily say is, yeah, we call ourselves news. But if they tried to be held accountable to the fact that they said something, they're like, oh, no, we're not news. We're just entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they're going to protect the stock price. It is a business. That's what it is. It's all about the bottom line. I mean, even though one of the things I think they had in there said Murdoch wanted them to, you know, all come out and say that Biden won the election. And it's this ties away from Trump anyway that you see trying to happen. But they didn't want to kind of get on the bad side of Trump. And you understand why, because he held the Republican Party in a death grip for the longest time. I think we're finally seeing the Republican Party try to break away from him a little bit, but he's still a strong force within that side. It's going to be interesting to see what this next election cycle shows, because Nikki Haley has announced, Ron DeSantis, he's going to be in there. So where does Trump run in all this? And when, especially all these people who backed Trump before, when they now go against him and he starts to rip into them, people can say what they want now and say, oh, there's no way he wins. They thought that in 2016, too.
I can't wait to watch the Republican candidates and watch them debate. Because mm-hmm. what Trump is good at, and I want to say it was Andrew Jackson who did similar things, that he would keep stuff and use it as leverage just mm-hmm. in case he needed to. And so all these people that were just going riding the Trump train because he was leading the Republican Party, he has info on you. Oh, he has dirt on you. And mm-hmm. so I'm ready to see Nikki Haley try to go against Trump, DeSantis, and hear what they all say about each other. It's going to be funny. Then what's going to be even more hilarious, which I can predict the future, all the stuff Nikki Haley's negatively going to say about Trump, if she mm-hmm. winds up losing the nomination and Trump's the candidate, then she's going to come out and speak all this positive. And it's like, you know you're lying. You're just saying this because now you have to.
You have to because you won.
Exactly. And it's just like, it's so dumb. But that's what makes politics really interesting. And I'm glad that we do this little snippet on our podcast, because people really need to pay attention to the politics and not just the bullshit in the headlines. Like, do some of your own research.
You know, if we get to this bullshit, we promised we would do this. And so we're going to do it. And this is the appropriate segment to actually do this. Love is Blind gives us 3 more episodes called After the Altar. Thankfully, they were 30, 30, and 40 minutes. They could have just made it 1 or just not done them at all.
Mm-hmm. This is the perfect spot under this bullshit. We had to watch these 3 episodes. And I watched and I'm like, this is the biggest nothing burger I've ever seen. This was pointless.
It's 1 year later. Let's run through the couples real quick. And what did you take away from it? Well, let's start with Colleen and Matt. It's seeing them now, 1 year later. Would anything change? Do you still think she's being held captive? Do you think they're going to last?
I don't think they're going to last because it's been a year and they still haven't moved in together. I really think that Matt has some issues. The dude just really looks, he just has some issues in my opinion. I just think he's a little crazy. And Colleen, I mean, they keep arguing with each other and to where it's almost like joking, but it creates drama. Yeah. Where they're kind of, and that only lasts for so long in a relationship. It's mm-hmm. cute, but then at some point, you got to realize we got to grow the hell up. And there has to be more to our relationship than just making each other angry and then having makeup sex. There has to be more to it than that. And so I'm not hopeful for them. I was surprised that they're still together this long.
I don't think it's that they get each other angry. I think he just annoys the crap out of her. And he's just creepy as hell. You know, what are you doing? What are y'all talking about? when they're at the party. You're like, yo, dude, seriously? Is this how you come up? Like, he doesn't realize how much he's embarrassing himself. And now I realize why he got a divorce the first time. Because he is creepy as hell. And his ex-wife is probably looking at this like, that's exactly why I'm no longer with that mother, you know.
No, Colleen, he wasn't married before. He was in a relationship. Yes, she cheated on him.
He was married.
So she cheated on him and left.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Matt was married.
Okay.
Because I think they even talked about that before, because he mentioned his ex-wife and whatnot. So, because two of them were married before. It was him and it was Cole that were married before.
You're right. Cole was married for like a couple months. Crazy night in Vegas.
Yeah. For a couple hours. That's probably what it felt like. You know, I don't know if Colleen really likes him. I think he annoys her a lot. And she's probably the reason why they haven't moved in. Because, you know, you said, is that a reason why they're not going to make it? Because they haven't moved in? I think it's very telling that they haven't moved in, because it's been a year. How long are their leases? They said they didn't want to break the lease, spend $5,000 to break the lease. How long is your goddamn lease?
5 years. We used to sign 5-year leases back in the day. These apartments ain't tripping no more. Here's what's interesting, though, that a lot of times you look at these reality shows, you're trying to wonder what someone's motive is. And mm-hmm. with Colleen, I'm wondering what is her motive if she's not in it for the relationship. Like, she doesn't have her own business. She does a whole bunch of side gigs, but nothing that she's going to create her own business. You know, it's not like another show that we watch where she has her first hair salon and she's an entrepreneur and she's trying to build a brand. You know, she's a trained, you know, ballerina. So I don't know what her motivation is to stay and ride this out this long. So maybe she's in it to win it. I hope she gets some help. If she does break up with Matt, she's going to need to have law enforcement there when she has a conversation.
Blink twice, Colleen, so we know that you need some help. Mm-hmm. We'll send them to where you are. Nancy and Barista. Okay, my bad. Bartiz. First of all, Nancy and Bartiz's hairstyle. Yeah, I love her mom's and her brother's advice when they're like, look, Bartiz has enough friends. Let him be someone else's problem.
Yeah, you know, I don't believe that they were only friends.
Of course not.
All this time.
With benefits.
She said that nothing intimate happened. And I'm just like, okay.
Sure. She said they messed around. They fooled around one night.
But that was, one time. She said one time it got a little too close, but she didn't quite say what they did.
Right.
But I'm still thinking that there were some things going on that whole time that they've been, this year that they've been friends. But mm-hmm. I'm like, how could you be? I agree with her parents, like her mom and her brother. Why would you want to still be friends with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you get out of that? Because now it's holding you back from moving on with your life. If you're getting that emotional, it's been a year, you're too emotionally attached to this guy who's pretty much told you he didn't want you. But I just didn't see the point. Of those two.
Part of it too, I think the telltale sign that they did something too is in the fact that as they are sitting down at the party, he's not saying, because he told the camera, well, you know, we're just friends. That's all it is. There's nothing else. No, we'll never be more than that. But he doesn't tell her that because he still wants that door to be open. The door is ajar. If you go back to season 15 of Mavs, the door is ajar. and this is what he wanted. The door to stay open so they can still be friends and he can still sneak in there, get a little bit, but then leave when he wants to because we're not really together and there's no chance. But mm-hmm. he hasn't told her that. And that's a problem.
True. But what I thought was weird is that as they're at the party, they're sitting there having their one-on-one time and she's telling him that she really doesn't see the point of them still being friends. It's like he was upset about it.
Yes, because he was not going to get no more of the goodies.
Exactly. I'm like, why are you don't want her? Why are you putting on this facade that mm-hmm. you are emotionally distraught by this news? You don't care.
Have you ever had to give up some good?
Yeah, but I'm just still like, why is he?
Were you
like
not emotionally really distraught?
No.
Were you not a little upset that you had to give it up?
No, wasn't.
Okay, well, apparently he is.
No, is what it is. But I'm just thinking that if you're not, you know, you're not interested. You got everything that went down at the altar and the whole deal with the family. Why would you both want to try to stay friends with each other? What's to gain from that?
And she likes
him. Obviously, there's she does, but there's more to them than being friends. And then right after the altar, when they had the reunion, he was already like hooking up with some other girl, and she, and Nancy was upset about that. And so it's like, come on, Nancy.
She got caught in the web. She liked him. You've seen this happen so many times, and that was a problem. She liked him. She really liked him, and he took advantage of that, which was unfortunate in that place. Speaking of being taken advantage of and blinking twice if you need help, Alexa and Brennan. Brennan, if you need to get out. Is there a teacup in Alexa's house? Because, man, is that man brainwashed or is he just whooped?
Whipped. Okay. I think that's what it is Brennan is just whipped. And, you know, good for them, too. I'm glad that if you like it, I love it. But watching Brennan, I'm like, this is why her dad doesn't respect you. He likes you as a nice guy, but he doesn't respect you because you come across like Alexa is in charge and whatever Alexa says goes.
Well, he doesn't come across as that. It is what it is. She is in charge. And even think about it. When they said that in front of the family, she's like, no, well, you know, he gets to make some decisions. I liked him to be in charge sometimes. You know, it is what it is. It's not, that's what it comes across as. He's not, look at the way he was with Cole. And the way he was so angry at Cole, so mad at Cole. That was not him mad at Cole. That was him getting all the things he's been wanting to say to Alexa, but can't. And he just took it out on Cole because he was like, and even Cole was like, the hell are you mad at? I know that's your wife's friend, but Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and that whole attitude that he had with Cole, and he's angry like Cole did something personal to him.
Exactly.
And you didn't witness all this stuff. You're just hearing
it. He didn't witness any of it.
What your girl is telling you, and you're believing it 100%. And I don't care anyone in a relationship. It's great that you support your partner. Mm-hmm. But just because they tell you something doesn't mean it's Bible and fact. That's
he's not even getting secondhand information. He's getting third-hand information.
Exactly. They're playing a game of telephone. Did you hear what Cole said to Zay? Hold on. Let me bring Alexa into this. Hey, Alexa, did you hear? And it's and then she's like, I just got off the phone with Colleen and OMG. She said that she heard from, you know, Raven that Zay said that Cole did. I mean, it's just dumb. But he was just that pissy towards Cole about it. And, you know, good for you. What I don't like about Brennan is he has a backbone to stand up against Cole, but he doesn't have the backbone to tell Alexa, like, that's not the outfit you're going to wear for your birthday. Your family, my family, a lot of people are going to be here. This is not what we're doing for your birthday. If it was just her and her friend group, fine. You can't come wearing that with my mom in the house.
I'm not even saying the thing.
What? I'm just saying that my family's going to be there. No. It's great that you have that relationship with your dad that you can wear something like that in front of him around a bunch of people and he's just cool with it. But no, it couldn't be me. I'd have to be like, hey, babe, nope, not that one. We're not doing that.
You know, the thing that really got me as we get to Cole and Zeynep, and it kind of goes back to Alexa and Brennan and then all the girls, is did they not watch the reunion show? I know they were on the show. I know they had to watch it. Did they stop as soon as it went and goes, the cutie story, nah, we don't want to watch it. Click. Because what are they talking about? Mm-hmm. Where am I missing the fact that we literally sat down, watched this, and realized that Zeynep was a manipulator, a liar? Stop. I had a couple other words. I'm going to stop.
Let it out. Let it out.
No. I just realized how much I hate liars because Zeynep just irks the crap out of me. That's all.
Well, I'm not a fan either, but I think this is one of those differences in communication between men and women. Mm-hmm. And not saying that all women just didn't think that Zay was totally innocent. Some of them did. But when you listen to these girls talk, because they're friends with Zay, it's Zay's side. They're taking no matter what. Even if they watched it And even if they're like, well, the thing with the cuties, I get it, but I still don't like Cole. So yeah. I'm going to stick with Zay. But what disappointed me more was Cole. So I'm like, dude, if you know you didn't do wrong. And did he do a couple things? Did he say something? Yes. Does he have some immaturity mm-hmm. about him? Yes. But the way Zay describes him is that he's this verbal abuser and mm-hmm. all this other stuff. And so to get him back for making fun of my weight, I'm going to show you I'm still the same size, but I'm going to wear this sexy dress and try to make you jealous. He didn't care about that. He still liked you for how you looked. In your head, she has her own issues. And so I'm mm-hmm. like, Zay, you're a problem, and you need to get some therapy. Cole's an issue too, but Zay needs to get some therapy because she's, for her to be her age, she's acting like a mean girl, like a little mean girl in high school. That's mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah, but she has a lot of things going on. She says she's not ready for a relationship. I don't see her changing her at all, and maybe that's just my bias speaking, but she's not ready. She's got a lot of issues to work out on her own still, with herself. She needs to have that conversation in the mirror and really realize that. You know, she says she's seeing Paul, her therapist, and apparently she needs to keep seeing him a little bit more because I still think there's a lot to work out. Because if you don't care as much and you don't give a damn, why were you so worried about this full circle when I met him, I was wearing the green dress and, you know, we need right. to wear this one, but this one's going to be better. And oh my God, I'm going to look so hot. Who cares? He wasn't trying to be like, hey, you want to leave with me? No, he's just like, do you want to talk? Let's talk real quick. Let's have this out because what you said was very confusing. And because what's the first thing she said? Well, I said some nice things too. She totally set him up, though. What he revealed was this. You said, don't embarrass me at the altar. So he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's what she did. But you know what? I'm going to sprinkle in one or two nice things, and then I'm going to tear you down, get a standing ovation from my studio audience, and I'm going to walk out and never speak to you again till a year later when they force us to speak.
Right. And when they sit down together... Cole still owned and admitted that he messed up somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, and even at the reunion, he did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not once did she take accountability for anything.
Of course not.
That she said or did. Because she can even say, hey, you know what? I might have overreacted on a couple of things that you said because I heard it one way. But after watching the show and having this conversation with you, I realized that wasn't your intent. So my fault.
Yeah.
Could have easily did that, but she did it. And so she's one of those, she does no wrong. And mm-hmm. she's seeing a therapist because she wants to get a third party's opinion that it's not her fault.
Yes. And if Paul is telling her that, Paul needs to be fired immediately. but, you know, again, this is nothing that new to us because remember, we said this. The fact that she made such a big deal that her mom couldn't be there, her mom couldn't be there for the wedding that she knew she was going to say no to,
mm-hmm.
says it was all for show. And everything she did, even her speech, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Her speech was all for show. Mm-hmm. So, she just, you know what? Irritates me to no end because, especially like you said, no accountability. But speaking of all for show, Raven and SK, this has been out there for a while. And the question becomes, and I think you brought this up in our last review of this show, this season. Do you think their relationship was all for TV?
Mm-hmm. I sure do. I
that was the quickest answer you've given.
I sure do. You know, now, again, I'm basing this off what I've seen on the show. I can't speak to what their true intentions were. But to me, it seemed like this was a benefit for both of them. Apparently, after the reunion... we find out that SK was dating somebody before he went onto the show, mm-hmm. stopped talking to her to get in and start talking to Raven. Okay. And then eventually gets back to this girl. Raven, the whole time she's working out, she is totally advertising herself as a fitness Pilates instructor and trying to build up her business and her brand. Mm-hmm. She didn't seem all that serious and maybe she's just an emotional brick wall because she didn't seem like that emotional over SK saying no. At the altar.
Don't forget, they're in the pods. She's on one side. We think her and Bartiz have a nice chemistry. Then he's asking questions. She's over there doing jumping jacks, doing a workout routine. Right. So she might just be that emotional brick wall that you talk about. Yeah.
Could be. It. You know, and so then to go through this whole thing for show, well, we all know what happened is pointless. And then you hear her at the end of it where, you know, I just can't believe that just all looked so fake. So because this is a pure example of why I don't feel bad about making fun of people on this show, because if they were truly there for love and this is people's emotions and all that, I'd buy it. I think majority of these folks, it's just all for show and crap.
I hear you and I see your plea and your case for it being all for show. And I raise you. And that could be the exact reason why he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to this old thing. Because if I got to deal with one more time, I might as well get the originator of the because, yo, it irked the crap out of me watching her on these three mini episodes, constantly do that. Like, oh my God, I love surprises. I was so done, man. I was like, Raven, you lost me.
That's a sign of a crazy woman. I mean, anybody that does that, I just think that's just weird. It's one thing every now and then, like, you know, but to constantly do that, it's a little off-putting. But who knows why SK didn't want to be with her. Maybe it's because at the beginning of the show, and he's getting interviewed, his first thing was, I'm doing this show because I don't want people to only see me by my race, and I want to be open to date other people of other races. And we mm-hmm. figured that he's interested in white women, which is nothing wrong with that. Who did he leave Raven for? The woman that he was with before he went onto the show. Who's white? Okay.
Let's be honest, though. We cannot forget when Raven's friends met SK, and they knew that he was leaving to go to school. What did they say? I don't know that he can trust her to remain faithful. Are we sure he's the one that cheated? Are we sure he's the one that actually started the cheating? I'm not ruling out the possibility that Raven's friends, who know her way better than you or I do, any of us watching the show,
mm-hmm.
they knew her a little better. They know her tendencies. They looked at him and went, she got basketball and football players right here in Dallas. You going to be in Cali, brother.
But maybe that's the spin, because you notice they didn't interview SK after the breakup. Mm-hmm. We don't know what his opinion is. We just see Raven with those Visine tears. You know, just, oh my God, wait, hold on one second. Okay, so you know, I was just so hurt. You know, I'm just like, come on now, you're not that hurt. You both got paid, you got some money out the deal, you've gained a whole lot of followers. I see on Insta her following is growing. She's teaching classes, she's doing good things.
Good.
Whatever. But even when she was waiting for him at the airport, that didn't look all that exciting. She didn't look like she hadn't seen her man in a long time because he's been away. So remember when she picked him up from the airport?
Yeah.
I was like, why are y'all faking the stuff?
Well, I mean, because the cameras are there. And that's the way it's... I mean, regardless, you'd be a little awkward with the cameras there, too.
Put a little bit more into it. Like, babe, how are you? It's just like...
Why? Okay. Now you sound like your frat brother complaining about Cheryl Lee Ralph singing the Black National Anthem. See? Now you sound like Howard Stern complaining about Rihanna at the halftime of the Super Bowl. See? Because if they did the babe, you'd be like, now see, nobody gets that damn excited when their so-and-so comes home.
If you're faking it, doing it for entertainment, put on a show, damn it. Put on a show. Raven and SK didn't put on a show for me at all. Not feeling it.
Hey, I'm not mad at her using this platform to boost her own business, because you know what? They're going to make the money. You make a little bit of money off it, but they're going to make their money off of you for this. Use it. Use your 15 minutes of fame to get 15 and a half. Get 30 more seconds, and you carry it on anyway. So I'm not mad at them for that. So, you know, I'm glad this is over. Now there won't be an after the altar. But we have, I know they have Perfect Match out there. Seems pretty silly, so we'll wait and see when Love is Blind season 4 pops up. Maybe the fourth time's a charm.
No, it won't be. But that's fine. I wonder, we'd have to look at what's the stats of Love is Blind relationships staying together compared to Married at First Sight. And just start to see.
So the one season that you didn't watch has probably the best couple so far. They're out of Detroit. Well, she's from Detroit. And I can't remember the name to Lauren, and I forget the guy's name. It was a white guy and a sister. And yeah. You knew they were good in the very beginning of that season, season one. And they're the model of this project.
Which show is this?
Love is Blind.
I did watch
season one.
Yeah.
So you did see Lauren and yeah. Okay, so you did see them. Okay, good.
Yeah. I saw that one. I thought you were talking about maybe one of the Married at First Sights. And keep in mind, Married at First Sight has 16 episodes. Love and Blind only has 3. So I'm wondering how many of the couples actually stay. It'll be interesting to see what the ratio of marriages that make it to marriages that don't, and then compare that to Married at First Sight.
Okay, considering that Married at First Sight, 16 seasons versus 3 seasons, the ratio is going to be off regardless.
Well, of course, it's going to be off when you think of the total. But if you start to notice that season over season with Love is Blind, they're averaging, let's just say, 50%. Mm-hmm. And then if Married at First Sight, season after season, are averaging 25%, then obviously Love is Blind is doing something right.
Okay, hold
up. Compared to Married at First Sight.
Stop here. Colleen and Matt are still married. Is that a successful marriage?
They're still married. We have a lot of people that we know personally that are still married. I can't say it's successful, but they're happy. They're together. Is it successful? All depends.
Are you sure they're happy? Blink twice.
Success is in the eye of the beholder.
You need to look. You need to pay attention. They may be blinking, and you're not paying attention. Oh, my God. Don't forget, we are back on Wednesday, 10 o'clock, 9 Central, for Married at First Sight recap. Friday? No, I think we'll do Saturday. Saturday, we'll be back for Ready to Love Season 7, Episode 8, I believe is where we are now. And then, of course, next week, right back here for Episode 123.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Wednesday because drama is starting to heat up on Married at First Sight. It's getting more fun to make fun of.
No, just leave it at you're looking forward to Wednesday. Leave it at that. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.